The number 3 University of Oregon women's basketball team marches to the Pac-12 tournament tomorrow. Team star Sabrina Ionescu's basketball IQ resembles another great, Bev Smith. Smith, a 2-time All-American, was so successful the U of O retired her number, 24, in 1982. Now that number is on another player's uniform, forward Ruthie Hebert. KLCC's Ida Hardin explains.
It's Friday night at the University of Oregon's Matthew Knight Arena, and it's a sellout crowd. The fans are cheering wildly because the women's basketball team just won the Pac-12 title. It's alumni weekend, and down at the edge of the court, a handful of women remember playing basketball for the U of O in the 1980s. Among them is a true star, Bev Smith. Bev still moves like an athlete. Today, she is dressed in casual, chic athletic clothing. When she played for the Ducks, she wore the number 24. She was so good, the U of O retired her number, the first time ever for a female player. I asked the women if they remember the day Bev's number was retired.
It was retired when her senior year, senior night. Wasn't your number retired?
Bev loves the feeling of team. She started playing basketball because of her sister.
And my sister was 4 years older, and I used to go watch her play, and I just loved it because I loved the camaraderie she had with her teammates.
Bev was so good at basketball, she made Canada's national team while still in high school in British Columbia. Bev followed her sister to the University of Oregon.
They offered me a full-ride scholarship, which is one of the first ever offered.
That was in 1978. Women's athletics was still an afterthought at the U of O. The men's team rode in charter buses, while the women carpooled. The men had fancy uniforms.
We had, like, phys ed issued shirts with cotton shorts that were so starched with detergent that, you know, we'd get chub rub.
Chub rub was team lingo for a burning hot rash from their stiff uniforms. Comfort was more important to Bev than what number she wore.
Back then, you didn't even think about wanting a number. You make that number special.
Over Bev's 4-year career as a Duck, she was the first woman to score over 2,000 points, and that was before there was a 3-point line. She got over 1,000 rebounds and had over 400 assists. She was an All-American player for 2 consecutive years. I called Bev's coach, Elwin Heine.
I think she's very comparable in many ways, so many ways, to Sabrina, and I look at that as a compliment to Sabrina.
Sabrina Ionescu is the current star women's basketball player at the U of O. She is the first college basketball player, female or male, to get a career high for points, rebounds, and assists. Bev was a trailblazer for her time, just like Sabrina is now. That's why the U of O retired Bev's jersey after her senior season.
Had a big ceremony. Her mother was there too, and her sister, of course, who played here too. Also, her national team coach from Canada came down. It was a great event, and I think very earned.
Bev's jersey was hung in a showcase in 1982 at the entrance to Mack Court, then U of O's premier arena. Her jersey was next to Ron Lee's, another great male player whose number was retired 6 years earlier. But when the arena was replaced, the showcase and the jersey disappeared.
As they moved out of Mack Court, just kind of got, you know, put in a box somewhere. They had no idea that 24 had been retired. It just didn't get passed down.
Not at all. Even the U of O Hall of Fame, where both Ron Lee and Bev Smith were inducted in 1992, says his number was retired, but nothing about hers. Number 24 is now back in play. On forward, Ruthie Hebert.
So when Ruthie was playing in number 24, a couple of my friends said, hey, I thought your number 24 was retired. And I was like, well, yeah, I thought it was.
Bev reached out to her old coach to verify.
And I said, hey, was the number retired just so I'm clear with everyone?
I said, why? Sure it is. Don't you remember?
Slowly it got back to Kelly and the University of Oregon. And they were like, Kelly's like, oh my God.
Bev went to the women's practice where head coach Kelly Graves explained the dilemma to the team. U of O produced a video about it.
Bev's number has been retired. Okay, number 24. We didn't know that. We didn't know that. And there's another really pretty good player here that also wears 24.
Awkward.
That was team leader Sabrina Ionescu nailing it. Awkward indeed. The video concludes with a mutual agreement between Bev and Ruthie.
And I think we came to a really good compromise that she would wear it for her the rest of her career and that we would officially retire it both in her name and my name.
It was an unusual solution for an unusual problem. But one thing is sure, Bev's number will go back into retirement. I asked Ruthie what it meant to share the retired number of one of the best.
I think when people hear 24, they'll think of Bev Smith and hopefully me. I know it's something that's going to be really special down the line.
The women's duck basketball team is now in the playoffs. When the number 24 is put back in retirement, it's likely Sabrina's number 20 will join it. For KLCC News, I'm Ida Hardin.